There is the main character, and she dresses like Elvira, and her name is Hellvira. Elvira. So we're just going to play that interview right now.
What's that? Fionn? Whatever. I'm driving,
trying to change the lane. Hello, Hellvira, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Hellvira, the hostess with the grossest for the Theater of the Damned at the Beaumont Studios.
Excellent. And tell me about the show.
I can't tell you much, but it'll be very creepy.
And when is it till?
We are doing it almost every day until October 30th.
Fantastic. And where can people get tickets?
They can get them online. The Beaumont Studios has a link. So if you go on Facebook or the website for the Beaumont Studios, you can find the link.
$35, folks. All right. And Elvira, you also sing. Tell me about your band.
Well, I have a new band called Oso, O-H-S-O, and it's electronic rock dance kind of fun stuff, and that we have a new album actually coming out this month.
Woohoo!
And then I do blues and jazz with a band called T. Riley and the Bourbon Rebels.
That's right. Tell me about the Rebels. Who are they?
The Rebels. Well, there's a Rotating Door, Winston Minkler, Josh Roberts, Tyler Murray on drums, and Jeff Claridge on saxophone and clarinet.
Awesome. Can you tell me about one of your songs?
One of my personal songs?
Yes.
Oh gosh, there's so many. The newest one that's going to come out is called Narcissistic Love Bomb.
All right, and have you ever met Elvira herself?
Maybe in my dreams.
Oh, okay, so if you did get a chance to meet her, what would you say?
I would say thank you for being such an amazing icon and a strong female presence. She is one of the few people that owns her character. The studio doesn't own it. She owns it. She's the boss.
Excellent. All right, and we are here at 316 West 5th. This is the Beaumont Studios, folks. And just down the block, a few blocks, we're in East Vancouver. What do you like about East Van?
What's not to like? You know what? The little gem that people do not know about most likely is called the Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret. And they put on live music shows, plays. It's the best little gem. If you haven't discovered it, I highly recommend checking it out.
You're a dancer as well. When did you start dancing?
I've been dancing since I can remember. I used to do all the solo stuff, the jazz, the ballet, and now as an adult, I'm actually a ballroom dance teacher.
Oh, fantastic.
So waltz, rumba. Oh my gosh, they found me.
Where can people go to learn from you?
Yale Town Roundhouse and Brain Wellness BC, actually, out at UBC.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
It is my pleasure.
Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, and we are going to play her song, Swing Out. This is T. Riley and the Bourbon Rebels. And we're also going to try to play her brand new song, Narcissistic Love Bomb. It's not released yet, so we're going to try our best to play it tonight. But we'll see. But for right now, here's Swing Out on CJSF.
Your cares away. You gotta swing out, just swing out.
Woo! That was amazing. Okay, Chris, you got a few things going on. Yes, like your activities, events.
In life, me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm also on a comedy tour right now. Alex McKenzie's Hungry for Laughs. So it's all over Western Canada. We perform in fancy theaters with Sunny Dhaliwal and Brittany Leising, two amazing comedians. Alex is also an incredible comic. And the four of us raise money for food banks in every city we go into. So it couldn't be better. You're helping, you're laughing, you're having the best time of your life, maybe falling in love. So many possibilities. Could happen.
Well, laughter is the best medicine, they say, and you're using said laughter to make some money for a good cause.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I sure hope you do.
Yeah. Yeah, if people come out, we'll make lots of money. But yeah, that's good.
All right, and Mina, you said Fan Expo is what you're looking forward to.
Yes. I don't know who exactly is going to Fan Expo because I just saw the email about it. So,
are you going to dress up?
I'm probably not going to dress up for Fan Expo, but
what? I thought you.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of time, but I did go to Fan Expo once to meet a voice actor. Can't remember his name because I'm really bad at names, so sorry, but he voice acts a lot of characters from Five Nights at Freddy's, including Funtime Freddy and Glamrock Freddy, and I got that guy to sign my artwork, and I still have that terrible, terrible drawing.
Cool. Yeah, I played the video game. I saw the movie too, but man, the video game's scary.
Yeah.
Too scary to play.
Oh, I actually, Five Nights at Freddy's 1 cannot be on desktop, but I can beat it in VR.
Oh, really? Oh, man. I just played it on Switch, and I was like, this is the scariest game I've ever played.
Yeah.
In VR, I would...
It's way more terrifying in VR,
yeah.
But somehow it's easier just having both of my hands being able to do things while I'm looking at the camera.
Oh, God. That sounds so terrifying.
Oh,
when
is.
They scare you? Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My father has made fun of my screams of terror.
No. Yeah, I think I got scared three times, and I was like, okay, this is, I can't play this.
Oh, boy.
But VR, oh, man. I would, yeah.
Have you dressed up for Fan Expo?
Yeah.
What were you?
Oh, man. I've been lots of different superheroes. Yeah. That's where I first got my Incredible Hulk. I dressed as He-Man. Which, yeah, he's coming back into style, but I think
he is.
Yeah, they're making a movie.
Do you even know who He-Man is, Mina?
Oh, God.
Oh, this is sad.
I know. She's a,
I know,
a different
sad.
Generation, right?
But yeah. I live a little bit under a rock.
No,
okay.
No.
I think
because,
you just live in this century.
Yes, which is great because that's your age group. But our age group was He-Man, She-Ra, right?
Ninja Turtles. Ghostbusters.
I watched Smurfs.
Okay,
Smurfs. I did watch Ninja Turtles as a child because my dad has actual taste.
Yeah.
Just
I like
saying.
That. Your dad sounds really cool.
Yeah, so either I live under a rock or you guys are getting old.
Probably getting old.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
It's even okay. The turtles get old.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about one of your songs, Nina. You picked Prey Birds. It's
yes.
A Watcher song. What is this?
It's a song I've only more recently thought about the lyrics, but I've been making more nature-y sort of playlists recently just because, I don't know, I like the vibe. It's a nice thing to listen to when I'm out on a 5-kilometer run for pee. Or if I'm, on my walk home to or from school. But it's just, I really like the aesthetics of it. Really, I know it's not really the for every single audience, but it says a lot about, a little bit about feeling like you're lonely and wanting to be seen from what I've gathered, but it's mostly aesthetics that
That's
I found
deep.
The song.
They let you listen to music and PE?
Only if we're doing runs because
wow. we had to be alone with our thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Speaking of scary.
Yikes. Yeah, that's bad.
All right. This one's called Rabbitology or by Rabbitology.
Birds of prey spiral around my head. They hiss sounds of your birth. They call visions of death. I've watched it happen again and again. Haunted by a thousand kind beginnings and a thousand bloody ends I should break. With faith, but
Yes, and we were talking about the banjo and how Mina's family is going to be super happy if she plays.
I already play the mandolin. That's all they're getting
that
for now.
Amazing. Yes, I love the mandolin. Okay, we're going to talk about concerts, folks, because me and Mina, the artist, we both went to Korn. What?
Oh, yeah. We both went to the same concert, and I didn't know that she went to that concert until literally 2.5 seconds ago.
Exactly. So. Okay, so what did you buy a shirt? Because I know they're crazy expensive.
Oh, yeah, I bought a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
My dad also bought a hoodie with the little character from Issues on it, and it says, I have issues on it.
Oh, yes, yes.
I bought one with the cover to one of the albums. I forget which one because I'm really bad at names.
Okay, and I went to the Korn concert as a Korn, like a yellow cup.
Oh, you were
Korn.
One of those people. Oh.
Yeah, I had and a green Adidas, right? So, yes, that was my outfit for Korn, and I had braids in my hair. All right.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. You know, I got to go with the flow, yo. Yeah, okay. Chris, the concert's
super cool. Yeah, now I'm intimidated. Yeah, I went to Iron Maiden. That was fun.
Yes.
That's, you know, even before my time. And, but yeah, Bruce Dickinson was great. I went to Tool and then with my friend Chris Gordon. And then he knew the guitarist, Adam Jones.
No.
So we got to hang out backstage.
No.
So that was really fun. And then I just went to Liverpool in the UK to see Bruce Springsteen in honor of my budgie that was named after Bruce. And then he was like, it was his first time playing Anfield Stadium, where the Beatles are famous. And then he, halfway through his set, he was like, oh, there's a new up-and-comer from Liverpool. Do you guys mind if I bring him out? And everyone was like, yeah. Then he was like, I think he's got some talent, ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney, and brought out Paul McCartney from the Beatles. So people in Liverpool went bananas. Yeah, it was top five.
Wow, yeah. Your friend just knows everyone. Jeez.
Yeah, that was just luck. But yeah, it was like really, that was such a cool life moment where I was just like, holy cow, I'm glad I'm here at this time. So yeah, that made the whole trip worth it.
Oh, but, fantastic.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, that sounds amazing.
You met the real McCartney. The real.
Oh, I didn't get to meet Paul, but I waved at him from very far away.
I'm sure he saw you.
Hello, person. You don't know me, but hello.
All right, folks. We are going to play the Narcissistic Love Bomb, okay, by Teresa Riley. This is not... it's not out yet. So this is the first time.
Sneak peek.
This is the first time it's ever being played.
We are hearing this on
Amazing.
The Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF. Here we go.
Just
was awesome. Woo!
I loved it.
I loved it too. Oh my gosh. If we were the first to hear it. What? Okay. All right, folks. We're almost at the end here. And Chris, where can people follow you?
Yeah, I'm on socials, Instagram, TikTok at Chris Griffin Comedy. And there's I got a comedy special called Words Have Consequences out on YouTube with 800-pound gorilla in Nashville, so that's fun.
Yes, and what kind of things do you talk about for your comedy act?
Yeah, usually just real-life stories that happen to me, and then I try to make them funny, but that was just how my brain works. A lot of, like, you know.
That's the best kind of comedy in my book.
Hey, thank you, yeah.
Do you think we're going to make it in his comedy routine?
Could very well.
Oh, God, please do. Yeah. Okay. 14-year-old was the only one who cared about my video game knowledge.
Exactly.
All right, and what else? Shout-outs.
Yeah. I'll give a shout-out to my wife, Sophia Johnson, who's also a comedian. She's very funny.
What?
Yeah, she just filmed her first.
She should have just come together.
I know, we thought about it, but she was.
She should have just come.
She had plans, otherwise she would have came.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she's very funny. She's filmed her first comedy special on Granville Island in the theater.
Ooh, Granville.
There. Yeah, and so that should be out soon. But yeah, she and I love her.
Yes,
yeah.
Sophia, you're invited to.
Yeah,
she'll
come here. She's even funnier than me. So, yeah.
did you even tell us a joke? Like, did you knock knock?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, tell us your favorite joke.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No, mine are stories. So we need another hour.
Yeah. Ah, shucks.
Mina, do you have a knock knock joke? I know we did get ready for this.
A knock knock joke.
Any joke? Yes. Okay, while you think about it, I'm going to tell listeners about other people that I've interviewed so you could kind of prepare yourself. So hopefully we could have Sophia come on the show in the future. I also interviewed this guy on TikTok is running. He's trying to run every day at 8 o'clock at the Yale Town. He starts at the Yale Town. Is there a SkyTrain station down at Yale Town Roundhouse? I think that's what it's called. Anyways, he runs there, and he's documenting this for 100 days. He's, you know, just inviting anyone who wants to join. I found him, and then we'll see how it goes, because I asked him, because he's from Kenya. I'm like, what are you gonna do when it snows here, buddy? And he's like, he's gonna keep on going. I was like, all right,
you gotta find out what his running music is.
Exactly. Actually,
we
were
just talking about that.
He is a musician, so we're gonna play his music later on. Not today, but on another day that we'll play his
on
his
another
music.
Special day.
That's right. And then also we're missing Zosha and Mikey.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll be coming back, and we're hoping we could do what's that thing that Zosha was doing with the mic? She was going like this.
ASMR.
We were going to plan an ASMR episode with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If Zosha was here, that's what we were going to do. But we're going to save that for another day. So
save it for Sophia.
Sophia would like that? She would like this? Yeah.
I'll ask Zosha and Michael about it.
Yes, exactly. So if you don't know what ASMR, it's like...
It's like the sounds. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think she was joking, but I'll ask her about that.
We're going to do it. We're totally going to do it. All right. Thank you so much, Chris Griffin, for coming on the Wham Bam East Band Show. Wham Bam.
East Band!
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with Radiohead. Tell me about this last song we're going
to
play.
We were talking about songs we run to. So this is just what I run to in PE. When I'm in class. They only
wait a minute. That's what I said about the other song I played.
Stay tuned, everyone, for the next show. Jeremy is going to continue. His show is called the 60-Minute Stage Dive. All right, this is DJ Meddy signing out. Bye. Thank you.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
CGSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.